Dominic puts pen to paper and writes us and says, once you open a bottle, how long does it last? It meaning the wine. What's the best way to prolong the life of an open bottle? You've got two questions to take on, Bob. So let's say, generally speaking, does it depend on the varietal or across the board? Once you open that bottle, here's about how long you have.
It's variable, Dominic, and I'm sorry to put it that way, but it really depends on the type of wine, the variety, like you mentioned, Brian, and the alcohol content, the chemistry, the pH, the TA, the RS, you know, total acidity, residual sugar, the strength of the acid that's in there. But if you expose that wine, regardless of what it is, to oxygen by opening it, and to temperature by having it served at room temperature, you begin to change the wine. And over a period of hours for some wine, days for other wine, that wine will not be what it was when you opened it. And most, you know, we like our wines to breathe, but not to breathe for a week or two. So what I do, because I can't drink that much wine, you know, opening a bottle at night, you know.
Wait, Bob bets you can't polish a bottle off every night?
Not at this age. No. So what I do is I recommend to people that they do the things that will help preserve that wine. Number one, chill it down. Put it back in the refrigerator. Even if it's a red wine, it's going to slow down the oxidation and the development of that wine, which is temperature dependent. So you throw it in the refrigerator. The second thing you can do is you can put it into a smaller bottle and close it up and put it in the refrigerator. So you reduce the oxygen level that contacts it. Or you can sparge the wine. There are little cans that you can buy at the store that have it looks like a WD-40 container with that real thin straw that comes out of it. You can spray in those spots. And you sparge the wine in the bottle. You introduce an inert gas that eliminates the oxygen from the bottle. You topper it up and you put it back in the fridge. You take it out the night after, two nights after, a week after, you warm it up, and it may have lost a little bit, but not a lot.
So any of those scenarios, I'm assuming that you want us to put that cork back in the bottle ASAP.
Cork back in the bottle or saran wrap or, you know, something like that, not aluminum foil, okay? But something that's going to lock out the additional oxygen getting in there, okay? And if you sparge it, you want the inert gas to stay in there. Now, there are extreme opportunities here, okay? And that is one thing that I did many years ago when I was trying a lot of wines for my exams. I would actually put wine into smaller bottles and put them in the freezer. Oh. And I'd freeze it for up to 3 months with success. I had good results. You could pull the wine out, let it thaw out. You might have lost a little bit of something or changed some of the structure, but I found it was a really good way to revisit wines of real character and dimension without losing them and having to guzzle it all at one time.
Just like that pot roast, I can throw my wine in the freezer.
There you go, but you got to leave some headspace because that wine will expand, okay? And you don't want to push that cork out.
You don't want wine all over the chest freezer.
No.